Have you ever felt like history is repeating itself? Like we're caught in a loop, reliving the same patterns over and over again? Well, a relatively obscure 18th century Neapolitan philosopher, Giambattista Vico, felt the same way. Long before cyclical theories of history became popular, Vico proposed a radical idea that human civilizations rise and fall in predictable cycles. Let's journey into the mind of this intellectual rebel and unpack his intriguing and somewhat unsettling vision of human progress. Let's delve deeper into the first stage of Vico's historical cycle, the Divine Age. Picture a world shrouded in mystery, where the forces of nature are perceived as divine entities. Imagine humans, still in their infancy as a species, grappling to understand the world around them. They haven't yet developed the tools of rational inquiry. Logic and scientific methodology are still far in the future. Instead, they rely on imagination, on myth, on ritual. These become the primary lenses through which they interpret reality. This is the essence of Vico's Divine Age. Now, when we say divine, we're not necessarily talking about organized religion as we understand it today. Think more primordial. Think about the raw, visceral power of natural phenomena. Thunderstorms, volcanic eruptions, the cycle of life and death. These are the gods of the Divine Age. They inspire awe, fear, and a profound sense of dependence. Human beings in this age are deeply connected to the natural world, but also utterly at its mercy. This connection is expressed through what Vico calls poetic wisdom. It's a way of knowing that's not based on logic or empirical observation, but rather on metaphor, analogy, and imaginative association. Think of the creation myths that populate cultures across the globe. These aren't scientific explanations of the universe. They're poetic narratives that imbue the world with meaning and purpose. They provide a framework for understanding human existence within a larger cosmic order. In the Divine Age, language itself is imbued with this poetic quality. Words are not just neutral descriptors, but carriers of symbolic weight. They have a magical, incantatory power. Rituals and ceremonies, often elaborate and deeply symbolic, are the primary means of interacting with the divine forces. They are the glue that holds society together, reinforcing shared beliefs and values. Think of cave paintings, the earliest forms of human artistic expression. These weren't mere decorations. They were powerful expressions of this poetic wisdom, attempts to capture and communicate a deeper understanding of the world. They were, in a sense, the first languages of humanity. So, the Divine Age is not a period of ignorance or savagery, as some might assume. It's a distinct stage of human development, characterized by a unique form of consciousness and a powerful, albeit pre-rational, way of understanding the world. As the mists of the Divine Age begin to dissipate, we enter the second stage of Vico's cyclical theory, the Heroic Age. Now imagine a world where the divine forces, once so immediate and overwhelming, begin to recede into the background. Human beings, emboldened by their growing mastery of the natural world, develop a new sense of agency. They start to see themselves not just as pawns of fate, but as actors on the stage of history. But this newfound agency doesn't translate into pure rationality just yet. The Heroic Age is a world of stark contrasts, a world defined by a powerful tension between the old ways and the new. The lingering influence of the Divine Age is still palpable. Myths and legends continue to shape cultural narratives, but they're now intertwined with emerging concepts of human strength, courage, and individual achievement. Think of the epic poems of Homer, the Iliad, and the Odyssey. These are tales of gods and monsters, yes, but they're also stories about human heroes, individuals who demonstrate extraordinary prowess, cunning, and often a healthy dose of hubris. Achilles, Odysseus, Hector, these are figures who embody the spirit of the Heroic Age. They're larger than life, semi-divine figures who strive for glory and immortality. The social structure of the Heroic Age reflects this shift in consciousness. We see the rise of aristocratic elites, warrior classes, and powerful chieftains. Strength, both physical and metaphorical, becomes the defining characteristic of leadership. Force, not reason, is the ultimate arbiter of disputes. Laws begin to emerge, but they're often harsh and unforgiving, reflecting the violent nature of the times. And here's where Vico's insights become particularly relevant to our own time. Think about how often we still celebrate strength and dominance. Look at our obsession with superheroes, with athletes, with powerful leaders. These figures often embody the same qualities as the heroes of the heroic age: courage, determination, the willingness to overcome obstacles, sometimes even through violence. Are these echoes of our own collective heroic past? Are they evidence that even in our supposedly rational, scientific age, we haven't fully escaped the pull of this earlier stage of development? The heroic age is a transitional phase, a bridge between the mythic past and the rational future. It's a world where human potential begins to unfold, but where the shadows of the divine age still linger. It's a world where heroes are forged in the crucible of conflict, and where the seeds of future civilizations are sown. Emerging from the turbulent, often violent heroic age, we enter the third stage of Vico's cycle, the human age. This is the age of reason, of rationality, of democratic republics and scientific inquiry. The gods of the divine age have all but vanished, replaced by the human intellect. The heroic figures of the past are now seen as relics of a bygone era, their exploits relegated to the realm of myth and legend. In the human age, the focus shifts from brute force to reasoned discourse. Laws are no longer the dictates of powerful individuals, but the product of collective deliberation. The concept of individual rights takes center stage. Human beings are no longer defined solely by their lineage or their physical prowess, but by their capacity for reason and their inherent dignity. At least, that's the ideal. This is the age where, in theory, democratic principles flourish. Citizens participate in the governance of their own affairs. Scientific investigation replaces superstitious beliefs. The pursuit of knowledge becomes a driving force of societal progress. Think of the Enlightenment, the scientific revolution, the rise of democratic institutions. These are all manifestations of the human age. But Vico, despite being a product of this very age, viewed it with a degree of skepticism, perhaps even trepidation. He recognized the immense potential of human reason, but he also saw its limitations. He worried about the corrosive effects of unchecked skepticism, the potential for reason to devolve into cynicism and nihilism. He foresaw the dangers of individualism run amok, the fragmentation of social bonds, the erosion of shared values. And here's the crucial point. Vico didn't see the human age as the culmination of human progress. He saw it as another stage in the cycle, one that carries within it the seeds of its own destruction. He believed that the very forces that propelled the human age forward, reason, individualism, the questioning of traditional authority, could ultimately lead to its downfall. Just as the heroic age eventually succumbed to its internal contradictions, so too, Vico feared, would the human age. Think about the challenges facing our own societies today. Political polarization, social fragmentation, the erosion of trust in institutions, the rise of skepticism and cynicism. Are these signs that Vico's predictions are coming to pass? Are we witnessing the unraveling of the human age, the beginning of another descent into barbarism? Vico's insights force us to confront these uncomfortable questions. They challenge us to consider the fragility of our own achievements and to reflect on the cyclical nature of human history. Here's where Vico's theory takes a fascinating and somewhat unsettling turn. He introduces the concept of recorso, the return, the relapse, the cyclical resurgence of earlier stages. Vico believed that societies, after reaching the apex of the human age, don't simply progress linearly. Instead, they begin a slow, often imperceptible decline, eventually returning to a state resembling the earlier stages of the cycle. This isn't a straightforward rewind, not a simple repetition of the past. It's more like a distorted echo, a fragmented reflection. Imagine a shattered mirror reflecting a distorted image of what once was. The Recorso is a period of societal breakdown, where the institutions and values of the human age crumble under the weight of their own contradictions. Think about the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. A civilization that reached incredible heights of intellectual, artistic, and political achievement eventually succumbed to internal strife, economic instability, and external pressures. The very principles that underpinned its greatness, individual liberty, republican governance, the rule of law, were gradually eroded, leading to a period of chaos and ultimately to the empire's fragmentation. Is this not a classic example of a recorso, a regression to a more primitive state? Vico argued that the seeds of this decline are often sown within the human age itself. The emphasis on reason and individualism, while essential for progress, can also lead to a weakening of social bonds, a loss of shared values, and a sense of alienation and anomie. The pursuit of individual gain can eclipse the common good. Skepticism can devolve into cynicism, undermining trust in institutions and eroding the foundations of social order. And what emerges from the ashes of the human age? According to Vico, it's not necessarily a return to the exact conditions of the divine age. It's a new divine age, shaped by the remnants of the previous cycle. The old myths and rituals might be resurrected, but in a distorted, fragmented form. New forms of superstition and religious fervor may emerge, filling the void left by the decline of reason. The cycle begins anew, but with the echoes of the past still resonating. This concept of recorso is not a deterministic prediction of doom and gloom. It's a framework for understanding the cyclical patterns of history, a warning against the hubris of believing in linear progress. It's a reminder that even the most advanced civilizations are not immune to the forces of decay and renewal. And it challenges us to ask, are we, in our own time, witnessing the early stages of a recorso? Are we sowing the seeds of our own decline? Thanks so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up and hit that subscribe button for more content like this. I love hearing from you, so drop a comment below and let's keep the conversation going. Share this video with your friends to help spread the word. Thank you.